This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Hello, I'm Karen Hunter. With me today is Dr. Matthew Asona, a senior research fellow in the Gastroenteritis and Respiratory Virus Laboratory Branch, Division of Viral Diseases at CDC. We're talking about a paper in the December 2010 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. Dr. Asona is the lead author of an article that looks at the detection of rotaviruses in fruit bats and the discovery of a unique rotavirus strain. Welcome, Dr. Asona.
Thanks, Karen. It's great to be here.
Dr. Asona, what are rotaviruses?
Rotaviruses are the most common cause of diarrhea in infants and young children and are a serious public health issue. About 500,000 children under the age of 5 die every year from rotavirus infections. Rotavirus is found worldwide, but most of these deaths occur in non-industrialized countries like Kenya, which is where we did our study. There are vaccines to protect children from rotavirus, but in many parts of the world, it isn't widely available.
How is rotavirus transmitted?
Like many gastroenteric infections, it follows a fecal-oral route. That is, people get sick with rotavirus infection after putting something in their mouth that has been contaminated with fecal material containing the virus. This is one reason the infection is so common in young children. Toddlers don't stop to think about infectious diseases when they decide to taste something they've picked up off the ground.
What is the connection between rotavirus and bats?
Until we did this study, we weren't sure there was one. Rotaviruses can be zoonotic, that is, become an infection that is passed from animals to humans. In addition to humans, rotaviruses are found in a number of animals such as pigs and cattle. We were interested in identifying other possible animal reservoirs for rotavirus. Fruit bats are common in Africa and known to root in orchards near villages. Bats are also recognized as hosts for a number of viruses that can cross the species barrier and cause serious infections in people, such as Marburg virus, coronavirus, and rabies. We want to know if bats could also play a role in transmitting rotavirus. If they did, the knowledge would be useful in public health efforts to prevent the disease.
What did you find?
We did find rotavirus, a novel rotavirus A species. The isolate we found had a unique genetic background that required establishment of new genotypes for at least 7 genes. This was the first time rotavirus had been found in bats. And from a researcher's perspective, finding something this unique is exciting. Interestingly, this was a finding we were not expecting. The virus is a reassortant virus, which includes human rotavirus genes. Reassortment of human rotavirus genes onto animal rotavirus strain backbone had been done experimentally. But this bat rotavirus represents the first finding of natural reassortment. It seems to indicate there have been interaction between bat and human strains of the virus.
Does this mean the bats may have picked up the rotavirus from humans?
We don't know. There are a number of possibilities. For example, it is possible bats could have become infected with a human rotavirus by drinking water that had been contaminated with sewage. Or they could have eaten fruit contaminated by night soil, which is human waste being used as fertilizers in orchards. However it happened, documentation of a human to bat transmission event of any infectious virus is unprecedented. Scientists are known for concluding their papers by saying further research is needed. But in this case, the question of rotavirus in bat definitely deserve additional study. Our study was a small one done in a limited geographic area. we need to find out just how common rotavirus infection is in bird and if similar natural reassortant strains exist in bird in other regions of the world.
Thanks, Dr. Azona. I've been talking with CDC's Dr. Matthew Azona about a paper that appears in the December 2010 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. You can see the entire article online at www.cdc.gov/EID. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, send an email to eideditor@cdc.gov. That's eideditor, one word, @cdc.gov. I'm Karen Hunter for Emerging Infectious Diseases.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.